trust God, it's amazing. Life is just a marathon, so pace it. Brush pain, that thing's how you make demons. Life ain't gotta be hard, just keep it basic. Welcome back to Fort Meade Declassified. I'm your host, Gloria Ann Martin. In today's episode, we have with us Carissa Greer, Fort Meade Workforce Development Specialist, to tell us all about the workforce development opportunities here on Fort Meade. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you start us off and tell us a little about what it means to be a workforce development specialist?
So it means so many different things. You'd be surprised at what it all encompasses. But the one thing I can tell you that it really is about building strong teams across the board. It's not just for one particular department or directorate. It's more so building the garrison team or team need, we should say. So I would just say that it's more so of building a team that's going to not only complete the mission, but complete the mission in the best possible way. So it just doesn't benefit just whomever is involved, but everyone, the community as a whole, will benefit from it.
So can you tell us a little bit about the leadership training opportunities available here on Fort Meade and how they contribute to workforce development?
Certainly. So we have a variety of developmental training programs. One particularly is our leadership training program, known as our Fort Meade, Maryland Leadership Supervisor Training. We hold that semi-annually, and it provides resources and tools that enhance the supervisor's role. And it also allows for the collective to be able to spare some time to get to know each other, network with each other, but also share some of the issues or concerns that they have as a supervisor or one who's in leadership. It also provides us with the ability to give them information on how to connect with EEO, LMER, build those communication skills, and a whole lot more. It's just, it's so encompassing. It's really hard to go into detail for every single little thing that we do. But we found that this is a very beneficial program for anyone who's in leadership or supervisory role. Then we also have our MCOM trainings, which are our leadership development trainings. Those are held quarterly. And those actually encompass courses like five levels of leadership, accountability, conscious communication, even emotional intelligence. These are a few of the courses that we actually utilize. These are not all the courses, but because we do this on a quarterly basis, they will change up. So next year, you won't see the same courses that we had this year.
Oh.
So you may have some that some people are like, hey, I want to have that course again. You may not see that cycle again until the year after, you know, so you may have a year in between before you see that course again.
Why is that?
And that's primarily so we can make sure that we have a variety of courses that are available that are touch points, depending on who the supervisors are and what they need. You don't want to recycle the same course over and over and over again, because then you're basically teaching them the same thing over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that they have a variety of courses that actually tend to the different skills that you need as a leadership or a supervisor. You want to make sure that you're giving them the tools that they need so that they can successfully grow their skills, not stay stagnant in it. We work primarily with the Garrison Command, so they give us a lot of feedback on what they would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so this program was actually developed because Command had requested that we have some sort of leadership development program available to our leaders and our supervisors. So we actually worked with them to kind of build this program. And we've taken a lot of feedback from them and then pulled it together and said, hey, this is what we're looking at. This is what we think would be beneficial, and got the sign off to say, yes, please move forward with that. So we're really in the process of working more so with the Garrison Command to give us more feedback, because they have more interactions with the supervisors and leadership than I personally do.
Mm-hmm.
So they're able to give me more information about what they would like to see, what information they are receiving, what feedback they received. It says, hey, we need more of this. We need less of this. Can we do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it actually is more beneficial to have someone, I guess you could say, that's outside the scope, because in Garrison Command, they are not working in the trenches with you and I every single day. So they, when you actually have that information, when they say, hey, I'm getting feedback on this, can you develop a program for this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can. And we did.
Yeah. And that's great to hear, because it really speaks to the kind of investment that our command leadership has in the workforce here on TMEAD.
Definitely.
What career advancement programs are offered to civilian employees and how can they benefit from them?
Well, we have quite a few and we receive emails all the time from different vendors that provide us with insight and information about what's available for not just our military personnel, but also civilian personnel, military spouses and veterans. But the three that I can honestly say that we've received the most feedback on are the ones that are, I would say, integral. You'll see them almost every year that come around. And the first one would be the ACMA, which is the ACMA Enterprise Civilian Talent Development Program. That window has closed for this year. It actually closed yesterday on the 30th of April. And this is a great opportunity because it is open to all permanent civilian employees that are grades GS07 through GS15 and their pay band equivalents. They offer a variety of options to help individuals develop the necessary skills for career progression. So this is a great opportunity for people to come in and let's say you want to intern for the White House.
Mm-hmm.
If you meet the eligibility, you can put in your application and guess what? You may be an intern for the White House.
Yeah, I actually went through ACMA.
Did
as an Army Fellow for the Public Affairs Program.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. And see, that's just proof in the pudding. The program works.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we also have our DoD Civilian Careers. You can actually access that on our SharePoint. And this is basically a program that is used to help build in our STEM careers. Now, they do have an annual virtual fair that you can attend. It's usually around March or April of every single year. And this is a great way for you to be able to see what's available, but not only what's available, if you want to get into STEM or something of that nature or any other DoD career, you can apply directly through that as well. So this, I feel like that's a great opportunity for people to see what's available, what's out there. And if that's where you want to go, then you can start tailoring your experience toward reaching that goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least is one for our military personnel. We just received this one more recently, is our FLEP, which is the Funded Legal Education Program. This is a great opportunity for someone who wants to get into the legal system or someone who wants to build a legal career. It basically is open to service members where they have an opportunity to pursue advanced legal studies. They gain legal expertise. They contribute effectively to the military legal system. It's a great opportunity for someone who may not have the access or opportunity outside of the military to get into receiving their legal degree and working with the judge advocate.
Well, in addition to workforce development opportunities here on Team Mead, what is something we have that promotes work-life balance?
Well, we have one thing in particular that I don't see that many people take an opportunity to utilize, and that is our civilian fitness and health program. This is a great way for you to be able to utilize your time throughout the work week so that you can actually, I guess you could say, earmark time for you to actually do something that benefits your health and your wellness. It does not actually have to be just physical fitness. It can be utilized for, like, if you have to go to, let's say if you have a Core Life appointment, somebody who's wanting to get nutritional support, you can go through that, get your nutritional support, and you can actually use time for that. So I would say that our civilian fitness health program is just one it's a transformative initiative. It is dedicated to promoting work-life balance, and it also prioritizes your well-being. So I would say that if you really want to be a part of that, speak with your direct supervisor. They should have the forms available. If not, you can always reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to send those forms over to you, but your direct supervisor does have to approve it. And then they will also receive a link with an MS form. It's a digital form for you to complete. That way we can keep account of who is actually participating in the program. And you just know that this is not something that you can do and say, okay, I'm automatically going to do this every single year. You have to sign up every year to do this. So when you have your anniversary, let's say if your anniversary is 1 August, then 1 August, the following year, you will complete the forms again.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something people need to take more advantage of.
And the one thing that I will just say is that you, when you speak with your direct supervisor, let them know what your goal is, what you're trying to do. That will help them to work more so with you. There's mm-hmm. a limited number of hours that you have per year that you're able to utilize. The one thing that I would always say is make sure you're being smart about how you utilize your time. Mm-hmm. Some people think it's just going to the gym. It's not. If the gym is not a part of your fitness and health, you mm-hmm. know, but let's say it's something like saying, I just need a extra 30 minutes so I can get a 30 minute walk in because I don't always have the opportunity to just clear my head throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? That's going to help you not only physically, but it can also help you mentally. So yes, just talk to your supervisor about what it is that you're trying to accomplish. And then that way you two can work together to determine the best way for you to utilize that time.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick break to hear from our command information chief, Chuck Yang.
Hello, Chuck Yang here. In May, we celebrate Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. This year's theme is Bridging Histories and Shaping Our Future, in commemoration of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. The 70th ISRW Diversity and Inclusion Office will be hosting an AAPI Culture Fair on May 23rd at the Potomac Place at the Community Center on Fort Meade. The event will celebrate the accomplishments and experience of AAPI individuals in culture. The keynote speakers include Honorable Dr. Chaudhary, Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Energy, Installations, and Environment, and Edwin Oshiba, a member of Senior Executive Service, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Air Force. Focusing on their career progressions, significance of company culture, and dismantling barriers to service. This is sure to be a great event. Also in May, the Fort Meade Safety Day and Resiliency Fair will take place on 23 May at the Fort Meade Pavilion. The event is to raise awareness and provide education of hazards common to the summer season. Exhibits include an interactive drunk driving simulator, motorcycle safety awareness, fitness education, suicide prevention, health screenings, and much more. We hope to see you there. That's it for this week, and now back to the conversation.
And we're back. Carissa, can you tell me more about what initiatives are in place to prepare for future leadership transitions on Fort Meade? And how do they involve mentoring and internship programs?
So we're currently looking at ways on how we can prepare for our future leadership transitions through mentoring and internship programs, but we're also giving a voice to our workforce that allows them to communicate directly with Garrison Command about any issues and our concerns regarding our processes, our procedures, and developmental opportunities.
What about the Voice of the Workforce initiative? How does that facilitate communication between employees and the Garrison Command?
So the Voice of the Workforce, or what we call VOW, it's an initiative that is a dynamic platform designed to promote effective communication and address critical issues within our work community. And to ensure that the VOW board's productivity, we want to make sure that we set specific guidelines. So then that way the board members are on the same page, but not only on the same page, we have the understanding of what the agenda of the VOW is. So part of the guidelines are that the board members must be employees funded through APF or NAF, NAF, with a minimum 1 year tenure and a rating of 3 or higher on their latest annual appraisal. The meetings will occur bi-monthly, and that's where we will be able to discuss topics submitted, and those topics submitted will be submitted to us via a MS form. And then we'll be focusing on items such as technology, resources, supervision, obstacles, and job-related challenges. Basically, items necessitating the Garrison Command review for implementation or changes that will take some notable costs. They cost a significant amount of money in order for us to be able to make that required change. And then also anything that has a significant cost attached to it, we'll need to make sure that the feasibility studies and any data analytics that goes along with it is submitted when you submit that form. The reason why we ask you to do it through the form is so then that way Command is not just coming to a meeting and they're just being thrown a whole bunch of information without being able to review and research. But not only that, come back with, hey, this is feasible. This may not necessarily be feasible. And this is the reason why. A lot of times people think that when we throw things at Command, we're supposed to have this instantaneous little magic wand that says, hey, it's good. It's going to happen. And it doesn't work that way. It really helps when they have all the information necessary so that they can make the best decisions, not just because it's a financial decision, but also looking at the garrison and Fort Meade as a whole. But the one thing I will tell you is that I do feel that the Voice of the Workforce, or VAL, is a much needed tool. It will provide not just Command with information from non-supervisors. Those are the people who actually come in and are non-supervisors that will be a part of the board. But it also gives people who may not necessarily feel like they have a voice, a voice.
How does the Welcome Works program benefit the new employees? Like, why should it drive new employees to Fort Meade?
Well, one of the things I can tell you is that anytime that you're dealing with any federal agency for that matter, when you come on board, it can be a very scary thing. And sometimes you are doused with information like a fire hose and you don't know what to do after you receive it. And sometimes it goes so fast, it's like, you don't even know what you or where to start, you know, like, what do I do and how do I start? And what did she say? What did he say? You know, it's like those types of things. So Welcome Works is basically a program that is offered by our garrison to provide essential information and resources for new employees who have recently onboarded or who have joined within the past 60 days. That 60-day threshold is very important. And the reason being is because you have to elect those benefits. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that we're giving you information so then you can make educated decisions. And if you don't have all the information you need to make that decision, we're giving you the resource that you can go to so that you can get the information that you need to make that decision, because you're on a time limit in order to elect some, well, I would say this, the majority of your benefits, you're on a time limit to elect those. This in-processing session is available. It's available on Teams. You do not have to come to a meeting. You don't have to show your face or anything. You don't even have to turn on your camera. All we ask you to do is just show up for it. It's held every first Monday of the pay period at 1300. It's basically our way to offer you valuable information, insights, and just giving you access to signing up for your benefits, also giving you information on child care resources, disabled veteran benefits. So a lot of people are unaware of those who qualify, those who are eligible. How do you access it? How do you actually utilize it? And even more so for those who live in the NCR, you actually can get information on how you can receive your mass transportation benefits. Mm. So a lot of times there's a disconnect between what we call your official onboarding with your CSC, which is your Civilian Service Center, and then also onboarding with the garrison, because by the time you complete that CSC, you have been doused with so much information, you don't really know what to do. Mm-hmm. This is just a way for us to kind of slow it down a little bit and say, hey, this is where you go. And I also show you what the actual platforms look like. So then that way you have some familiarity with it. So when you actually log in, you're not sitting there like, oh my God, this doesn't look familiar. Where am I supposed to go? Mm-hmm. Oh, we walk through this. So now I know what I'm supposed to do and it makes it a lot easier.
Where can people get that link to that meeting?
So we generally send this meeting out to all of the garrison directors as well as the supervisors. That way they have a link, and anyone that's new on their team, they would be able to submit that information to them either via email or schedule for them to come in their office. Because a lot of times, if you're brand spanking new, you have no access to anything. They can schedule a time for you to come into their office. So then that way you can say, hey, come on in and I'll go ahead and I'll link up the Teams meeting for you. So that way you can actually participate in it.
What can employees expect from the NEO and OPEX training sessions, and why are they essential for Garrison members?
So NEO is our new employees orientation. Mm-hmm. OPEX is our service culture campaign that was actually implemented by Op Board 22051 from MCOM. And so General Jones has requested that we have this program so then that way we can actually gear our minds and our actions toward excellent communication and customer service. That's basically what it boils down to. I highly recommend that if anyone hasn't attended a NEO before, or if you've onboarded after the 8th of February of this year, you need to attend. It's a great opportunity because we get command to come in. They actually give us a history of what's going, how Fort Meade even formed, why we're here, who's on here now, and the things that we're looking forward to. It's a great history lesson, but it's also a great way for you to understand how valuable we are to this community. Then we have the other directorates that come in and they give us feedback and information about what they do and how they impact the community and how civilian personnel can actually probably utilize some of their services depending on which directorate is talking. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way for you to get to know the new community that you're becoming a part of. It's a great way for you to network with other individuals, get to know the individuals in your classroom, because I can guarantee you at some point you're probably going to have to reach out to them for whatever reason. But it's just a great way for you to be able to get out and associate yourself with not just the people that are in command, but in the other directorates. Put a face to a name. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we have our non-supervisory OPEX training. And that's basically the service culture campaign. And the reason why we do that is so that way we can build the communication with your internal and external customers, making sure that you're providing them with excellent customer service. And we will, in that, I will just say we do a lot of games. We play a lot of games. There's a lot of interaction and stuff because I know nobody wants to sit in a room and look at slides all day and have somebody reading slides. So we try to make it as interactive as we possibly can. So then that way, not only do you learn the skills, but you can take those skills and utilize them. You've actually had some practice in utilizing those skills as well. But I will just say that it's a great opportunity for you to get to know Fort Meade and who's at Fort Meade and who you need to contact if you have a need.
So we talked a little bit earlier about how the Garrison Command Team supports our leadership, but how else are they supporting career planning and professional development for our civilian personnel?
Well, the great thing is that leadership, yes, it seems like everything's geared toward leadership, but guess what? They haven't forgot about those who are not in a leadership position. So we also have non-supervisory development trainings that are held quarterly, and they are also facilitated by MCOM. And those help you to embark on a journey of personal and professional growth. It is basically a way for you to elevate your skill set. It'll help you to enrich your career potential. It will unlock new pathways for success. It is basically tailored workshops and training sessions that provide a platform for honing your essential skills, but not only enhance your performance in your current role, but also a way for future career advancement.
Where can Garrison employees find comprehensive information about career planning, professional development, and training opportunities offered here on Fort Meade?
Well, the great thing is that we all have access to SharePoint. Let's put it this way. All of us who have access to a computer have access to SharePoint. And SharePoint is a very valuable tool. You can easily go on SharePoint. You just go to the Fort Meade SharePoint, click on that. And then once that comes up, you'll see at that top, there's a top bar that has all the different directorates. It'll say directorates. You click on that and then you'll click on Directorate of Human Resources. That will take you to what we call our homepage. Once you go on that homepage, scroll about halfway down, you will see some little pictures and little clicks where you can click on these pictures and it'll say like civilian awards, or and then right across from that, you'll see where it says career planning and development. Just click there where it says career planning and development, and that will take you to basically the workforce development page. And there you'll be able to see upcoming events. You'll also be able to register for upcoming courses. It'll let you know if it's non-supervisory or if it's a supervisory type of training. You will also be able to have access to things such as Udemy. There's a lot of people who are taking that management and training course that is highly recommended for those individuals who really want to build their skills in management. There's all kinds of information that's available to you there. It's not just about education. There's ABCC, click in and attend. So basically you can go through ABCC virtual courses. That's who we get our benefits through, you know, the ABCC. And you will be able to go in there and click and attend courses on things such as beneficiaries. You may be able to click on a course for TSP that talks about your contributions. All you have to do is just go on the upcoming events and it'll tell you this is on this date at this time. And all you have to do is click that button at that time and you will automatically be placed into the team chat. So then that way you can go ahead and start that process of seeing exactly what's available through that course. Most of them are about an hour. And it also gives you access to information such as like the NEOs. So if we have certain events that are going on that we feel that you need to be a part of, or you may want to be a part of, we'll have little banners and things like that in there. There's also a link on there for Welcome Works. So on the first Monday of every pay period, all you have to do is click that link and it'll take you directly into the teams. So then that way you can be a part of that as well, especially if you've already got access to your computer. You know, it's just easy to click on that SharePoint, go in.
Well, hopefully a lot more people on Team Me take advantage of those workforce development opportunities. Before we go, do you have anything else you want to share?
No, I would just say that just take the time to read those emails. It's really important. I know sometimes you're like, I've got 12 million emails today. I don't need 12 million one. But just take the time to look at those emails because there's a lot of information in there. And I will tell you that a lot of times the information that you don't read initially, if you just flag it to read later, when you actually have time, you'd be amazed at where you're like, oh my God, yeah, I do need to do this. Or, hey, this is something that I have an opportunity to do now. May not necessarily need it right this instance, but because of the path that I'm wanting to go down in terms of my professional growth, I may need this later. So let me go ahead and mark my calendar for that.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for everyone who tuned in to this episode of Fort Meade Declassified. We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Carissa as we learned more about workforce development opportunities available to Team Meade. Remember to stay connected with Fort Meade on social media and the My Army Post app for the latest installation updates. And we'll catch you next time on Fort Meade Declassified. Life is just a marathon, so pace is okay. Brush pain, that thing's how you make damage.